This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented AR-500 armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. One group of anti-gunners out there that will misuse their perceived position of authority seems to be a lot of physicians out there, a lot of doctors. They'll say this is this and that is that. And luckily, there's one group out there that has taken it upon themselves to act as the counter to this this pseudo-authority out there saying, well, you know, you can listen to us. We know what we're talking about. And that is the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And I'm joined tonight by Dr. Robert Young from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you 5x5. That's a military term. Okay. That means good stuff.
Like it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Now, you have been talking here lately about the perceived notion that gun violence is a public health issue. What is the definition of a true public health issue? How is that determined when we really have a genuine one of those?
Well, public health refers to the health of everyone, of course. And epidemiology, by and large, is the part of medicine and other researchers, other scientists in different fields who study that and try to come up with population-based solutions to things. Now, for example, the most important public health interventions ever had to do with things like making sure water was potable, was safe to drink for everybody, everywhere.
Right.
With that, we ended the, when I say we, I mean worldwide. With that happening, we ended what used to be horrible epidemics of things like cholera, typhoid, typhus, scarlet fever, things that were carried by mosquitoes like malaria. These things were normal parts of life, and people would die at any age because of them, because either the water carried parasites, viruses, and bacteria, or animals like mosquitoes bred in it and carried other illnesses. That was the ultimate in public health intervention. Now, also things like contagious diseases. Smallpox is a wonderful example. That has actually been eliminated from the world at large, because public health experts started confining the cases by quarantine wherever they popped up, inoculating everyone that they could find, and particularly around those areas. And the result was fewer and fewer cases transmitted from person to person, which is how it goes, until finally I think they found the last case in Ethiopia a few years ago ever in the wild. It's gone. They're doing that with polio now. There are a few cases in India still. So these are the kinds of things that they can deal with, things that involve transmissible diseases that hurt people. What is just weird, though, as you alluded to, was the modern public health, hate to call them scientists in this fashion because they're not acting that way. People, publishers, writers of papers have picked on gun ownership as if that's a public health hazard, but it doesn't meet any of the definitions of it. A gun is an inert object. It doesn't do anything unless a person makes a decision to do it. So, you know, you can throw guns around the world, but until someone picks it up and does something with it, nothing's wrong.
Right.
It's not like tobacco and cigarettes, which, you know, there are issues about freedom of choice in that. But the bottom line is tobacco, used as intended, kills people.
Right.
So, but that's not guns. If you use a gun as intended, nobody dies. In fact, well, maybe somebody dies, but maybe it's the person who should, if the choice is them or you.
Somebody
a gun used as intended does not harm the user or anybody around. So, is there an epidemic of gun violence? Well, you know, you don't have epidemics that have been demonstrated to somehow be declining year by year after year after decade after quarter century all by themselves. An epidemic tends to be something that you're worried about increasing.
Right.
That is not gun violence, so to speak. Certainly not homicides. Certainly not accidents, which are accidents are just an infinitesimal part of it anymore.
Et cetera, Bill. In pure statistics, according to the FBI, there's 30-some-odd thousand people that die due to gunfire. I'm not going to call it gun violence. We know two-thirds of that is suicide, which is
That's
a very sad occasion. That should, I do not honestly believe that is gun violence. I believe that is a tool used by the suicidal person.
Well, absolutely.
In
almost all cases, the person is depressed, and in some cases, they are not reality oriented. But if you add those two things together, you reach like 98% of suicides.
Right.
There are probably a few people who are making a truly rational decision, which is a whole another issue.
Right.
But suicide is suicide. It's an outcome of a mental illness, and it is not something the gun is doing. We cannot say for sure that if we took away all the guns that we would end up with half as many suicides. About half the suicides are committed with a gun.
Right.
It might be. Some of those people would use something else. Some might not. And anyone who doesn't shoot themselves at least has a chance, just like anyone who fails jumping off a bridge, et cetera.
Right.
So that's a really difficult question to answer. But you're absolutely right.
But once we get past that,
the issue is not the gun.
Right. Once we get past suicide, then we're looking then at homicide. And we know that half of that is gang-on-gang violence, which means it's primarily drug. It's drug violence, which is big business now. That's big business south of the border. It's big business here.
Right.
We also, and then after that, then we're actually looking at some numbers, which, you know, now we're down on the 5,500, 5,000 homicide per year range. In a nation of 330 million people with about, depending on who you speak to, between 450 and 660 million guns.
Right.
Now, isn't it, don't more people die having a sponge sewn up inside of them when they're getting their appendix taken out than anything else? Yeah, I mean.
There are a lot of ways that we kill people, Bill, with physicians and healthcare professionals. Lots of ways. You know, through ignoring something, not making the right diagnosis in time, actually committing a mistake, like you mentioned. Probably at least 400,000 people in this nation die a year thanks to our mistakes. That is something that just really bites me, because if my profession is going to look at something, we should look at the stick in our own eye before we start poking at the motes in other people's eyes, like gun owners.
Right. We are coming up on the first break of the hour. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, drgo.us. This is where you can find the opinions written by Dr. Robert Young, Tim Wheeler, John Adine, a whole host of physicians out there that act as the counter to seemingly everybody else in the medical profession. To me, that just seems like a daunting task. They do it like, and they chew it like they're Rolaids, so it's no big deal to them. My guest is Dr. Robert Young. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am currently talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, traveler, shooter dude. I saw where you wrote an article at Ammo Land where you were pleased to see that there was actually a radio show that still did the classifieds ad thing, like on Saturday, like the old radio shows used to do. And they were allowing people to sell guns on there. Was that like a shock to you?
It was, because, well, I grew up in the 60s, you know, and my age a bit. And before 1968, there were ads for guns all over the place.
Right, right.
Magazines, you know, Boy Scouts sponsored ads for rifles that, you know, helped the boy develop character. Well, let's say they had official Boy Scout rifle that helped a young man develop character. And you just saw ads quite a bit. Now, I think there were even some on television, and all the mail order catalogs had pistols and rifles and shotguns for sale, and you can order them through mail order quite easily.
Right.
Well, then after the Gun Control Act of 1968, the ads pretty much just went away. I mean, it took a few years. But you didn't see ads on TV. You didn't hear ads on radio for decades. I mean, they just weren't there. And what I believe it was just sort of a cultural censorship of the people who run the media mostly. They wouldn't accept ads. I remember talking to somebody high up in the executive part of the NRA. Oh, gosh, I think it was about 97 or 8 found in there. Maybe a little earlier. And I said, why don't you guys buy ads on TV to counter this, you know, incessant propaganda we're getting? And he said, they won't sell to us. He says, we've tried to buy ads. They just won't sell to us. And so when I was in Madison, Wisconsin, and I heard these ads where it was, you know, a classified show, people calling stuff to sell, and they had a number of guns for sale, and it was treated like it was perfectly normal, which, of course, makes sense. Wisconsin is a big hunting state, and they were selling these guns. And I thought, wow, this is great. We are getting back to where we were. We're restoring some of the normalization or the attitudes that guns are a normal part of life that, you know, it was tried to beat out of us to make it culturally unacceptable for so many decades. It was refreshing to hear that radio station with those ads.
Right. Well, you know, the thing about radio is that with radio, whereas, and I've had this discussion with many marketing guys, but with radio, these guys are, you know, I'll go meet with a marketing group trying to get them to advertise on my show. And they'll say, you don't really have a whole lot of social media. But social media is always owned by somebody else. And I mean, they're always practicing a degree of censorship. And I get sort of tired of dealing with that. And plus, most people in social media, and I don't mind saying this, most people in social media would jump at the chance to be on something regular, like regular media, like regular TV, regular radio. So the thing about being on radio is that, you know, we don't really care about who we offend. I mean, you can tell it with my ads. I don't care who I offend. It's out there that might be an anti-gun snowflake. So, and plus, nobody's going to tell us that we're kicked off. They can't kick us out of the time slot, because I wouldn't be here right now doing this broadcast with you if somebody at Genesis Communications did not think it was worth having. So,
well, that's true. But I think for a long time, before the internet, you know, back, like I said, in the 90s,
right,
there was this censorship. I don't know what else to call it. And it was sort of by consensus that you didn't take this stuff. I mean,
right,
there was a long time where I didn't hear ads for guns. And part of this, I think, was the rise of the concealed carry movement. You know, after 1987 with Florida, and more states restored some Second Amendment rights through permits for concealed carry. And now we're seeing more and more states going to constitutional carry. And,
right,
and that brought a commercialization to the process. People advertised for training. They advertised for gun ranges. And so you just got more and more of it. There's John Lott says, according to his studies, there's over 8%. Well, this is taking out California, which is highly restrictive, and New York, which is highly restrictive. You take out those two states, 8% of the adult population in the United States has concealed, well, some type of carry permit. And that's huge. That's an enormous market.
Yeah. That's a gigantic market. In radio ratings, that would be top 10 United States market. So that's big.
Yeah. And, you know, we're seeing some effect with that. I am just ecstatic that shows like yours are on the air and have a market. I just read a piece, gosh, I probably shouldn't mention it because I don't have the author. It was just a couple hours ago. But it was talking about how these, you know, the big three, Facebook and Google and, Amazon or is it a different one?
Amazon to a certain degree, Facebook, Google.
That are censoring conservative websites and conservative fundraising efforts. And they're through things like Patreon and others are starting to not allow conservatives on their platforms. This is really difficult to see how it to accept it, because the people who are doing this, and it extends up to you know PayPal, and I think there's there's a competitor to PayPal that clears money.
You're talking about Square.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yep. And those two basically control the market for processing money. And if they won't process your stuff, your fundraising efforts go nowhere on the Internet.
Yeah.
So to see that type of social control being exerted through these really
monopolistic.
I can't quite call them monopolistic, but they're close. You know, they're sort of like the old trusts in 1900 or so that conspire to control the market.
Right.
So I'm glad to see that you're on the air and I'm able to write continually, but it just breaks my heart. I see some up-and-coming people that managed to get a following on Patreon or whatever, and all of a sudden they're not allowed to transfer money.
Well, I'm gonna bring up something you've written about that I've been talking about a lot. When we get back, coming up on the next break, that you should be quite happy about. I haven't read what you said about it, but I'll let it be a surprise.
Yeah, sure.
Dean is a featured writer at Amoland.com, and he also has his own blog called Gunwatch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Prosecutors in Colorado filed 9 felonies today against Chris Watts. Watts is a man suspected of killing his pregnant wife and 2 young daughters. Watts is being charged with murder in the first degree, unlawful termination of pregnancy in the first degree, and tampering with a deceased human body. Nicole Atkinson was the last person to see Shanann Watts alive. She said she knew something was wrong with Chris's story from the get-go.
Showed Chris leaving that morning, and there was no movement. in between those times of me dropping her off, Chris leaving, and then me coming back.
Today at the White House, President Trump hosted CBP and ICE agents, recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to keep our borders safe. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on why President Trump is the man to fix our immigration system.
I can tell you that we discuss this issue year in and year out, but we finally have a president that is actually trying to do something about it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Dean Weingarten, writer at MLN, writer at Gunwatch, and recently you wrote about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision regarding Young versus the State of Hawaii. What do you think about that particular case?
Well, it's a really interesting decision. It's a superbly written opinion by the judge, and I don't remember exactly how to pronounce his name.
O'Scanlan. That's the way I do it. So
it's a well worth reading. If you want to understand the logic involved, he does a superb job, and I think it's. It's hard to refute his decision, but what we've seen in these cases, and what they found was, to recap it, was they said that while you can maybe, that the Ninth Circuit says, and there is precedent, that you can restrict the concealed carry of weapons by, like, requiring permits and such.
Right.
You can't just ban the carry of weapons outside the home, in general, to almost everybody. And in Hawaii, they just were not issuing any permits, either for concealed or open carry, to anybody but security guards. And then they were limited to when they were actually on the job.
Right.
So they just completely banned carry outside the home. And there's a couple of precedents, I think, in the Seventh Circuit and then in D.C., saying you can't do that. And so they wrote this great decision. But the history is that in the Ninth Circuit, when you have a pro-Second Amendment decision in a three-judge panel,
right,
which this decision was, almost all decisions in the circuits go to a three-judge panel first. Well, you can appeal that to what's called an en banc court, which is, in most circuits, it's the entire court. But because the Ninth Circuit is so large, it comes down to, I think, an 11-judge panel.
Right.
And how that panel is chosen is not exactly certain. I think it's supposed to be random. But what happens when you go to an 11-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit is because the Ninth Circuit is so overwhelmingly progressive judges, I would call it.
Right.
In banc, they overturn those pro-Second Amendment decisions. And they find a way, I would say by sophistry, to find wording to restrict the rights under the Second Amendment to the smallest possible box they can. And that's what I think is going to happen with this decision. I think it will be appealed to en banc. The Ninth Circuit will vote to take the case en banc, and then they'll find a way to make the wording so that maybe it says, well, yeah, there's a right to carry outside the home, but, you know, that right doesn't have to be granted to just anybody. If there are extreme circumstances that, you know, a sheriff finds that, you know, you've been threatened with bodily harm at least a dozen times, and actually been shot at twice, and you've still survived, then you might have the right to carry openly outside the home. That's what I expect. Not exactly those words, but that's the flavor I expect.
Right. Well, you might be tickled to know this, Dean.
We don't know. I mean, it's possible. I mean, well, some judges have retired from the Ninth Circuit, and Trump has like six openings to appoint there.
Right. But I had the co-counsel to the Young versus State of Hawaii case on the show last week.
Uh-huh.
And what he was talking about, like with Peruta, right, with the Peruta decision.
Exactly.
They decided pre-2016 election to say that there was no right, no constitutional right to concealed carry, which has set this decision up, because they're saying, okay, well, we can regulate concealed carry, but that does, you can't ban all carry like you were talking about, right?
Exactly.
So, now, looking back at D.C., what happened with Washington, D.C.? We saw this thing where D.C. had exhausted, they had tried to run their May issue thing, and it went as far as it could go, and it was getting ready to go to the Supreme Court. If they contested the last finding and appealed it to the Supreme Court, it was going to go to the Supreme Court, and that's pre-Gorsuch, right? That's pre-Gorsuch, and
right.
Everybody in the union, all the New Yorks, all the New Jerseys, the Illinoises, all of these guys, called those guys up and said, don't you dare take it to the Supreme Court.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember that. That was very clear. They really put a heavy hand on them saying, don't appeal it. We could lose it.
Yeah. So now, if en banc comes and goes against this decision and finds that this case, that it's okay, then Young is going to appeal it to the Supreme Court. By the time it gets Supreme Court, Kavanaugh is going to be sitting on the Supreme Court.
Yes, but and that's where I said, if Kavanaugh is on the court by that time, I give it a 50-50 chance that the court will accept the case. They have not accepted a Second Amendment case.
They haven't had four votes.
Right. That's what it's been. And they have not accepted a case from the Ninth Circuit ever on the Second Amendment.
Yep. But fourth.
I'm thinking with Kavanaugh and Gorsuch in there, they have a real good chance they accept it. But, you know, we look at the precedent and they haven't been.
Well, no. But the precedent was pre-Trump.
It was all set with different people. Yeah.
It was all pre-Trump, so.
Exactly correct. But we've got to get Kavanaugh, you know, accepted first. So I think that'll happen. But, boy, with only one person majority in the Senate, it's tight.
Well, I mean, it's you know, McDonald and Heller were 5-4 decisions, so.
Oh, yeah. But the leftists are in a box here. They're really caught in
a
positive.
They're in a gigantic box.
If they don't vote, first, I think that McConnell will be able to force a vote in the Senate before the midterms. And so there are like 8 or 10 senators that are essentially in Trump territory, but they're Democrats. And there's only a couple of Republican senators up for election. So there's a real good chance that these leftist Democrat senators will lose their election. So they don't want to appear radical. And so they have a real problem voting against Kavanaugh, who is highly regarded by almost everyone.
Very, very qualified. Very qualified.
But if they vote for Kavanaugh, he gets in.
Yep.
So, you know, they're really caught. I thought it was a brilliant move by President Trump and to give Senator McConnell some credit here by Senator McConnell.
Yeah, McConnell needs all the encouragement he can get.
I'm not a big fan, but you know, sometimes he does stuff that you look at and say that was very good. So
yeah. He does.
Can't completely say he's, you know, he's done some good things. He managed to get the tax bill herded through.
Yep.
You know, so
got Gorsuch.
Gorsuch through, and now he's helped create this box on
Kavanaugh.
On Kavanaugh, so it looks pretty good.
So, we're coming up on the next break. Let me talk a little bit about Dean Weingarten, if I may be allowed to, sir. You can tell that Dean writes about Weid. We're going to go somewhere that you can't even expect when we come back in the next segment. But he is a featured writer at Ammoland.com, where you can find the entirety of his work there. That has been at Ammoland, of course, by going to All Contributors. And he has his own website, Gunwatch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider. Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Dean Weingarten. He is a featured writer at Amoland.com. He is a world traveler. He's been a lot of things. He does a lot of things. And until recently, he and I were at risk. Because the number one group of people that kill themselves are white guys after the age of 50. But then Dean went out there looking at a little bit of data, and sometime around about early July, he decided to write about that. What did you find out when you started writing about this, Mr. Weingarten?
Well, I found out something really interesting, because what all the statistics that are being bandied about is that suicide is on the rise, and that about half of suicides are committed by people using firearms, and so, you know, the world's going to end. Mm-hmm. But I started looking at the statistics, and what you find is that the percentage of people using guns to commit suicide has actually fallen in the last 15 years or so, and it used to be as high as about 60%, 61%, something like that, and now it's down about 50%. And the other thing that struck me was that all the numbers ended at 2016, which makes sense because the CDC hasn't published the numbers for 2017 yet. Well, right. What happened near the end of 2016? The election of Donald Trump. And if there's been a president who has ever championed, the military veteran, police, gun owners, Second Amendment, and the economic plight of the shrinking middle class,
right,
it's been Donald Trump. And all of those things, I would say, are far more important to suicide rates of old white guys than how many guns are around. So I expect that the suicide rate, and it should be out within the next few weeks, I've been looking for it, hasn't come out yet, for 2017 will show a drop from that of 2016.
You point out a couple of things, too, about some of the things they're looking to, like restriction on semi-automatic firearms. Well, most of the time, suicide does not involve multiple shots, does it?
Right. I mean, this idea that by restricting AR-15s, you're going to restrict suicide? I mean, it's laughable. And the idea that by requiring guns to be locked up, you're going to reduce the number of suicides? It doesn't make any sense. You don't think the guy who owns the gun has the key to unlock that cabinet?
The combination to the safe, yeah.
To the safe?
Yeah.
It's just absolutely silly. And then I did look, I've written about the suicide in Australia. Because supposedly,
well, they got fewer guns, right?
When you put in the heavy restrictions on guns down there, the rate of suicide went down. But it didn't. Only the rate of suicide with guns went down. The rate of suicide by hanging went up. And guess what? The number of single vehicular crashes that resulted in death had gone up, too. When you look at the actual suicide rate, it has gone up after the heavy gun restrictions.
Right.
I'm not saying that the two are really related that way. I think suicide is pretty independent of how many guns you have in a society. If people want to commit suicide, if they're serious about it, they'll figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, look at Japan. I mean, in Japan, you know, they have shooting ranges in Japan, but the guns are always suspended from a cable at about the same level it would be if you're sticking the gun out in front of you. So you don't even have free control on the very rare occasion I've seen that somewhere. I've seen video of that somewhere. But, I mean, they're not ubiquitous.
It's very difficult to own a gun in Japan. If you can own a pistol there if you're an Olympic medal level marksman. But as I recall, you
how many of them are?
Keep it at home.
Yeah. How many of those are walking around?
It has to be like kept at a police station or at the range or something.
But I mean, Japan, they have a whole park that has become the place where the de facto drop off suicide forest, where a lot of people go to hang themselves.
Sure. And you have a culture in Japan where suicide is oftentimes considered honorary, or honorable and acceptable. And they even have a situation where if a man kills himself, his wife, and his children, they don't call it like we do in the United States, a suicide homicide. They call it a family suicide.
But despite all that, suicide is
they
still
do it made. Without guns.
Yeah.
There's hardly any suicides by guns or with guns in Japan. Oh, and I did have something I wanted to add, and this is sort of an exclusive because I haven't been able to write about it, and I certainly couldn't even talk about it in Australia. And it's a situation I ran into there, but I think here in the United States, by leaving out names and exact places, I can talk about it.
Sure, sure.
And that was that there was a business that wanted to, and I want to give a flavor of the extent of the bureaucratic talons that are on in any gun ownership in Australia. There's a business, and it was doing all right, and it wanted to expand a little bit to have a little bit different firearm that it could include at the business. Now, it wasn't anything that I would say was particularly dangerous. That same firearm could be used by farmers and gotten pretty easily. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they applied to the bureaucracy to get this extra permission. And they were denied. So they applied again. And they were denied again. And they got some, they called it the bureaucracy saying, hey, what's going on? This is just common sense. It isn't hurting anybody. There's no problem with this. And they were told, if you apply again, we'll jerk your current license.
How nice.
Now, think about that. If you apply to expand your business, we will jerk the license you have to operate now. Now, that's chilly.
Is that a way of operating? I mean, is that an okay way of operating in Australia? Is that
well, it's not in
accepted?
The U.S., and I was surprised to hear about it in Australia, but I believe my source, he's been quite accurate in other regards, and I can't give names or anything because, obviously he was petrified of retaliation.
Sure.
And in Australia, the bureaucracy has an enormous stranglehold on it's all run by the police, and the police are not local. This is one of the few things that I really disliked about Australia is the police are all state police. It'd be like, and there's only seven states in Australia.
But when you say they're all state police, are they national police?
No.
Is that a better way to put it?
They're not national, but they are state police, and the states are good size. And so you don't have, like if you're in Texas, you might have police in McKinney or McAllen or in, Dallas or Houston, and they're different, and they're run by people in the local area. Well, in Australia, it wouldn't be that way. If you were in the Australian version of Dallas, well, let's say New South Wales, for example, or of Texas, I mean, all the police in New South Wales are controlled by one central bureaucracy, and those police are run by a commissioner of police that's appointed by basically the prime minister of that state. So it's a very, very political organization, and it's controlled, it's dominated by the people in the big cities. So
right.
You don't have the local flavor that you do of police in the United States, where every little town and county has either their own police force or a sheriff department. So it was chilling that this, they're saying you can't even use the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Unless we allow
I'm about to run out of time. Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's kind of grabbers. I'm about to run out of time. Answer the phone when I call you, because I don't want to wait this long next time to have you back on. Find Dean Weingarten at Ammoland.com and also at gunwatch.blogspot.com, I believe it is, if that's right. Thank you for joining us.
Again.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. I'm going to go somewhere I've never gone before in the third segment, so hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.